You are Richard Cheung, an editor for Student Times. You will have two tasks to do. Follow the instructions in the task rubrics and on the recording to complete the tasks. You will find all the information you need in the task rubrics, the data file, and on the recording. You now have 2 minutes to familiarize yourself with the tasks and the data file. Task 1. You are in a meeting with Diana, Harry and Martha, the other editors of Student Times. Listen to a recording of the meeting and fill in the note sheet below. You have 30 seconds to study the note sheet. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Okay, everyone, let's start the meeting. We need to decide what topics we're going to research for the next edition of Student Times.
Homework worries. Will I get it finished on time? That sort of thing.
At this time of year, exam worries would be more fitting.
I agree. In a couple of weeks, every student will be starting to panic about exams, so we should definitely put exam stress as a topic. Will you take this topic, Harry? You'll need to look up a few websites for it.
Sure.
Can everyone make a note, please, so that we all know what everyone is doing?
How about something light to follow, like a review of computer games?
So you're encouraging students to play computer games at the same time as telling them exams are just round the corner?
I see what you mean.
We haven't done a how to make feature for ages.
Making New Year decorations?
We did that a couple of months ago. How about birthday presents?
Making birthday presents. I like that. Martha, can you see if you can find a book in the library? One that's got lots of pictures in it.
Making birthday presents. OK, I'll have a look.
And then we need something serious but not stressful.
Writing a CV?
Too boring.
How about something on voluntary work? We can publish a list of agencies that need volunteers and maybe have an interview or two.
Nice idea, Harry. Does everyone know how to spell voluntary?
I think it's V-O-L-U-N-T-A-R-Y, isn't it?
Thank you. Richard, can you take that one on? See how many agencies you can find.
OK, I'll make a note of it.
Now, for our special features. A few teachers have written in to ask us to cover the new senior curriculum for their students.
Cover it? I can't even spell it.
Let me have a go. C-U-R-R-I-C-U-L-U-M.
Well done. Full marks to Martha. I'll send an email to the Education Department for some information. Now, that could be quite a dry subject, so what can we add to make the addition more exciting?
I've got a fantastic idea. What about a feature on heroic things that teenagers have done?
You mean like teenage superheroes?
Not superheroes, just teenage heroes. Like that boy who saved the old lady from drowning when she slipped into the harbour.
Yes, and there was that girl who looked after her whole family for a month when her mum was ill. She's a hero too.
All right, everyone, let's find some examples of teenage heroes and see if we can get some interviews, and I'll write the feature. Now then, Richard, you haven't got your research list yet. You were off sick when we did them.
Sorry about that. What would you like me to find out about?
Well, there's one serious subject and one light-hearted one.
OK, let's start with the serious one.
I'd like you to find out something about family problems. It doesn't really matter which ones you cover, so long as they're real examples. Try Youth Outreach for information.
Family problems. Does Youth Outreach have a web address?
Yes, it's www.youthoutreach.org.hk.
Thanks. And what's the light-hearted topic?
Something for our top tips column. As we're doing exams and stress, you could produce a top 10 study tips.
How can I find out about them?
Just survey some senior students and ask them for their study tips.
OK, I'll do that. Now, how about pictures for these? I can't imagine people with family problems would want their photo printed.
I agree, but you could get one of our artists to make a line drawing for you.
OK, I'll see what I can do.
No pictures for the top tips column, though. We never do.
OK, I'd better get cracking.
Yes. See you all later in the week with your articles. Bye.
That's the end of task one. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.